Hello, property nomads. Hope you're doing well. 16% of homeowners with solar panels say that the technology isn't saving them money on their energy bills. And I thought that was quite a high number when I looked at that. But then I got thinking and thought, actually, there might be reasons why that is the case. And that's what we're going to explore on today's episode. As per usual, we'll put the links in, or the link to this article, into the show notes, so please do go and have a look at it for yourself. But 16% seemed like quite a high number, and people saying that the technology isn't saving the money on their energy bills. And the purpose of this episode is to really rerun through with solar panel installations and things that you should be looking out for. You know, you might be a landlord listening to this, you might just be a homeowner, you might just have a generic interest in property, but getting solar panel installations correct, they are very important. You also might be thinking, Rob, how do you know this? But in my time of surveying, solar panels are something that I look at. So therefore, I do have some knowledge and experience there in order to be able to record this information. So a question that's quite common is, do solar panels add value to your home? What I would say to that is go back and listen to episode 394. We've done an episode on that very subject, episode 394. Do go and check that out. But when it comes around to installing solar panels, there are a number of variety of things that can alter whether an installation is good or not. So in no particular order, you've got to be looking at the roof space. How much roof space do you have? What's the compass position that is your roof south facing? Is it southeast facing, southwest? Maybe you're just east and west facing. Maybe you're unlucky and you just face north. I don't know. We got to take that into consideration as well. Due south, assuming there's no shading or anything like that, due south is the best that you can have for panels. If you're not lucky enough to have a due south roof, then again, look at your compass position. My general rule of thumb is if you're looking between 1 and 5 panels, that's probably not worth an investment. If you're looking at 6 or more, that is probably worth the investment. Again, I don't have a spreadsheet with all of this information on. That's my general rule of thumb, my time of surveying. You need to look at shading as well. Shading is very important because you might have a very, very good roof and a big roof and good compass position, all that sort of stuff. But if you then have loads of trees and foliage on top of your roof or right next to your home, then that might create a lot of shading. A lot of shading means the sun won't get to the panels, and that could have a negative impact on the panels themselves in terms of how much they're producing. So you've got to take that into consideration as well. Shading doesn't necessarily have to be trees. Shading can be your own home. I've seen homes where one part of the roof, they'll get the sun hit on them, which is great, but then that creates a big shading issue for another roof aspect, and that can be counterproductive when it comes to installing panels. Another thing to look out for is, where does the equipment go? So obviously the panels go on the roof, but you might get or you will get an inverter that goes with the solar panels. So that converts the DC current to AC current, and that's got to go somewhere. Most people like to put them in the loft. I don't think that's always a wise idea, because you know, a bit of equipment. There are always fire risks with these things. Maybe you can look at putting that equipment in a garage or in a utility room or somewhere like that. Most people will opt for the loft though. And again, as long as you're with the right company, with the right installation, with the right advice, and you've got the right fire protection in place, then I've seen it done. You need to be thinking how to get the cabling from A to B. So if you've got the panels on the roof, you're going to need to be able to connect that to the inverter. And you're going to need to be able to connect that to the electricity meter and the fuse board. Now, if your panels and equipment are in two different places, again, that's quite common, but you need to consider how you're going to cable them. Most people don't take this into consideration. They're not thinking of these things. Also, you then need to think about, if you're having a battery, again, equipment, how you're cabling from A to B. Some batteries are a lot heavier than others. If you're going for a Tesla or something like a Pure Driver, a really big battery, again, a utility room, a garage, somewhere like that is going to be much better than very, very, very heavy bits of equipment. If you're going for slightly lighter batteries, again, you could look at putting them in the loft. It is possible. maybe you put them in a different part of your home. Again, you're going to have ideas of this. Hopefully, the people that are doing the solar installations and giving the advice have good examples of this as well. These are all things to take into consideration when looking at solar panels. Also, you need to look at how you're using your home. Now, that might sound daft, but if you are, have got panels on your home, but you're working 5 days a week, you're in the office, you're doing long hours, then are you going to be reaping the benefits of producing your own electricity? Chances are you might not be. If you are working from home or you've got a large family or whatever it might be, then maybe you might actually reap the benefit of the panels. This is what the article doesn't tell us. It just says 16% of homeowners with solar panels say the tech isn't saving them money. The point of this episode is to say, well, interesting, why is that the case? Could it be that the installation has not been done properly? Could it be that these people don't have a lot of panels on their roof space? Is it that these people do, are they not living at home, or sorry, are they not working from home? Do they have jobs where they're out most of the time, so they're not reaping the benefits of the panels? Do they have day and night rates on their electricity meters? Do they have the panels installed, but they've got a couple of electric vehicles, so there's actually more charge going in? They're actually using even more units than they were do before. And that's my final point on this episode, is what, again, what the article doesn't tell us is that for these 16% here, have their living habits changed? Has the amount of electricity that they actually use increased? It doesn't tell us that, and that's the infuriating thing, and that's why we felt it compelling to do this episode, to say that solar panel installations, again, the Halifax report that's done, that does say that 84% of solar panel owners said that devices had lowered their energy bills, but 16% did not. And I still think that's quite a high number, and there might be mitigating circumstances for why that's the case. The point being that if you are thinking of getting solar panels installed, you have to look at a number of things. Again, you've got to look at your roof space, the amount of panels, what type of panels, roof direction, or maybe you have multiple roofs that are suitable. And then you also have to consider the wiring of how to get from your panels to the electricity meter, et cetera, et cetera. And also think about how you're living day to day. Because if you are, let's just say you're retired, or you're living or working from home a lot, you've got solar panels on your roof and it's a nice sunny day. My blanket advice is, well, if that's the case, then put your dishwasher on, put your washing on, actually utilize that electricity straight away. Especially if you don't have a battery to store it in, you're going to be giving electricity away for pittance. And that's, we want to maximize these things once they're installed. So, very interesting to say the least. Do bear that in mind when you're thinking of getting solar panels installed. Number of panels, equipment, positioning, roof space, shading, roof positioning, how many roofs do you have, number of panels, and how you live your day-to-day life as well. Hopefully, you found that useful. As always, please subscribe to Property Nomads Podcast. Please like and subscribe to the podcast. That would be great. And do head over to our YouTube channel, though, as well. We do produce different content over there. And that channel is growing every day, which is absolutely superb. And it's all thanks to your help as well. Thank you very much, and we'll see you in the next episode.